When it's in contact with your body, when you are locked up and contained in it, you learn things. You learn things about yourself, your conduct, and your sexuality's expansion and emanation. The chastity belt on you reminds you what you are. It is always there. But when you wear it and click it into place, when you allow it to set the tone, you learn a lot about yourself. Some parts of you are still available, even if the touch between your legs would meet only the arousing rejection of hard steel. Locked away, you still know your body is there, because it throbs the siren song of a craving for touch. A chastity belt only has power when you want to touch. Chastity as fetish is about wanting to touch, or at least wanting pleasure of some kind. Being a pleasure seeker, embedded in your own need to find pleasure wherever it may be, you let it shape and overwhelm you, and you will find a way to please yourself, and then you'll adapt yourself around this new pathway to pleasure. Adapt yourself around these new habits. Learning ritual associations that aid hypnosis. Having something you can put on. And it can be a lot of things for a lot of different people. An item of clothing, fetish wear, a tune you hear, incense, a scent you link to memory. It can be a particular silk sheet you lay on or comfortable chair you're in. But a chastity belt is something more. Something with a more sinister and direct purpose that tells you you're going to be held back, you're going to be kept from coming, you're going to feel the hypnotic metaphor creeping over. The belt is one of them, the device is one of them. Your mind is influenced, whatever chastity device you wear, to melt into it. And this device is with you always. Some things just smack of restriction, control, and the growing, pleasant, energy-building obsession. And they speak of it more than other things. You know what I'm talking about. It's different to wear a chastity belt versus just putting on a certain necklace or certain accessory. You know where this is headed. Right between your legs, there's a powerful instrumentality which will guide you to pleasure. Pleasure, you've got a way you think. A way that you think you come, even. A way you have preset in your mind that you think is how you come. And then there's the real way you get off, the real way your thoughts are formed, deeper and more powerful. The way you think on the surface is irrelevant. You have a specific way you think you have sex, and you have the way you really have sex. Even if you don't think you get it now, you'll get it by the end. Your mind filled gradually with the influence of the device, which by its very contact is arousing you, yet rendering everything contained within it irrelevant. Every other part of your body might feel wonderful, marvelous, overwhelming sensations, but between your legs and the front is void. Nothingness. So you have to get your pleasure elsewhere. Your senses cannot penetrate that belt. It would be impossible, and thinking about removing it is the most peculiar thing. You think about slipping it off. You think about not having your chastity belt on, about even looking for the key that would allow you to touch yourself sexually. And you realize you could easily clean yourself or shower or do anything else you have to do. But intending arousal, intending to touch yourself in front, all the things you might need to do to masturbate and get off, that's all locked up. The impossible intent to masturbate, it's known to you, but that intent doesn't even form. It's beyond you to touch yourself, but you could touch your chest, your ass, any number of other places, and feel amazing, because there will be nothing to distract you or to get in the way. The belt on your body, the device on your body, seat yourself somewhere. Is that a command, or just a thing you want to do? The next part will require you to be sitting down, so you can throb properly. The belt programs. It teaches. The act of wearing your belt is the act of surrendering to your own body and admitting it is going to take the lead. And the belt makes your body desire specific things it already knew it could want. But it awakens those wants. Feel the throb. Nothing between your legs and front, so your ass throbs instead. The belt is providing its contact influence. It's arousal. You never knew what an aphrodisiac it was until you picked it up and slipped it on. And now in this device, every second, some new part of you is finding a way to feel good, to feel amazing, to crave for touch. Your ass throbs and you clench it. You sit so you can clench your ass and feel your legs kick and squirm a little. You can clench your ass and make yourself feel good. Dream of improving how your ass can be stimulated, softening, relaxing, allowing a toy to slip inside, a finger, allowing anything which will make you feel good, your hungry hole begging for stimulation. Dream of that stimulation and realize you're attuning to it. Fantasize. Dream of sex. Think of being stimulated in the state you're in now. Cover with your device. All these signals arrive not quite like commands. They are commands from you to yourself, setting the agenda of your chastity, making your new truth happen. This is the belt and it defines you. This is the device and it defines you. Your ass throbs, and second by second, the contact of this device you wear, which you know you would choose always to wear and which you would not at all need to come off because this belt doesn't get in the way of anything, of washing, you take it off. But if you tried to touch yourself during that brief period of vulnerability, it's just not going to happen. You're going to slip it on before you manage to masturbate. So it would be useless to try and escape. Because you have another way to get off, and you have another route to pleasure, tempting, overwhelming, potent. It comes at you when you're thinking of other things, trying to do other things. You find your body throbbing, your ass clenching. You can always give yourself a dose of pleasure from your hungry hole, your clenching ass. You can always stimulate yourself more and more, and with the option to get more pleasure, why would you need to go between your legs? You can rub your nipples, you can clench your ass, you can keep yourself on edge so long and so intensely. Each second you engage positively with pleasure from your ass, you rewrite yourself. Every time you touch your body, accepting that masturbation is impossible, you begin a road into chastity fetish where you are brought to the edge without touching. Rewriting your brain's path to pleasure, the path runs through you, through the route of fucking your ass, rubbing your nipples, feeling your body, knowing your needs. The path runs through the heat induced by anything except masturbation in the front. Anything else, anything except touching in the front. So for example, squeezing and clenching your ass to the point of true release. You're going to come eventually, come helplessly. Isn't that so arousing, to know the inevitability of your destination? To come while bound up in this device. To orgasm despite an inability to directly touch yourself, and therefore needing to pursue all the other routes, all the other rightful routes, all the other ways that you already don't even know are the natural, normal ways for you to get off, because that's just how you are. Being unable to do anything but clench your ass and come. Come without touching. Come to the limit and still hold some of the arousal back. Hold some of the desire back. You won't be able to get rid of it all. If you're unable to take off the belt, then you just have to feel it. Maybe someone out there could take it off, but bound to your skin, you know you will pursue relaxation. You are doomed to feel good, doomed to feel amazing when it's on you. And even if it's taken off to wash or clean, it's always going to be there extending its tendrils of influence, and you're never going to be in a position to touch what's in the front. You get off from the ass clenching, chest massaging, erogenous body touching, mind-flooding pleasure, and for more. There are more secrets you do not yet know. You get your pleasure elsewhere, and guess what? You're going to be able to get just as hot, just as potent a climax as you had before. You need to learn to walk before you run. Need to learn to feel a little good, and then better, and better, and then orgasmically good before you can climb to new heights of relearned pleasure. Reconceptualization, aching, throbbing. The more I talk about it, the more the heat builds up in your bound, restricted state. You're going to have to edge with other parts of your body. You're going to have to get off, and you do feel the rising need to do so. Relax and squeeze. Relax and squeeze. The thing about getting more and more into anal pleasure is that your ass clenching, and there's more, so much more, can always be accessed, always be done. More and more it's touching your skin, leaving behind heat that soaks in, etches intent and knowledge. You know what you're gradually becoming, and you have a good motivation to seek a way to come, to learn how to pleasure everywhere else, now that the space between your legs is useless for coming, is useless for getting off on its own, but it can still feel good when you stimulate yourself elsewhere. You come elsewhere, you come elsewhere, and that's the road you have written, and it will influence you always. You signed on for that. You're softened for it now. You are prepared and tenderized for it to do what it's supposed to do, and for me to add some additional words, the voice of your own intent given form, the otherworldly influence of that device holding you in check. You know it's there, you know what it can do to you, and you throb all through the setup. Every time you retread this in your mind, unsure if this is a new time or the first time, you build up the pleasure and lever your own submission against yourself, and this is good for you. This is what is best. You are becoming, you are reshaping, the belt is good for you. This is the best you've ever felt. Until the next time you feel more, learn more, listen close to the whispering secrets of this way of being, of this fetish living its intent through you. And more pleasure is just one shift in focus away. Good girl, whispers the influence of the belt. Good girl, you're hot and dripping. Your clitty always drips. Good girl, your clitty throbs. A clitty doesn't penetrate anything. But the belt whispers that your outfit is not yet complete. The device whispers that you can struggle or squirm, but pleasure comes when you squirm. Clench your ass and slide your legs against one another, and then slip them into softness because your stockings are waiting. I love that look. Sleekly covered legs, and then you slide into heels. Add that. A chastity device locked on, sealed on, firmly in place, firmly, and it's the only thing that's firm. Your little clitty can do nothing but throb and drip. It lacks its old habits, its bad habits. It doesn't penetrate, doesn't slide in. Clitty's soft and drippy. Doesn't ever enter anything, only squirts and drips uselessly with lubricant. Good girl, lube up your clitty while you clench your ass. Clenching and relaxing, heels, slide them on, they complete you. Complete the sparking, sinister circuit of your slicked clit and your willing hole. Your stockings, heels, the belt, and your body itself connecting into a wired circuit. Clench your ass. Touching yourself through the belt is impossible. The device is only out of the way when you need to clean up. Your mind is locked to it otherwise, locked into it. The stockings and heels make it better, make you feel even better, make it stronger every second that your ass clenches, and your ass is your only salvation. It's the only way you can come. Anal is the new normal because it's the only way you're going to come. An unsatisfied clitty until the end of your days? You couldn't deal with that. Not to mention, that isn't what I want. I want you to come. I want you to squirt mindlessly as it pulses, limp but strong in its pleasure. But I want it to come from the new normal. I adore delivering anal pleasure. I adore anal sex and love the idea of pegging you hard as you wear your stockings and heels and your mind melts away. Your clitty burning with desire, you clenching around my strap-on, or I finger your ass slow, milking a good girl from the inside out. With it pulsating, good girls come, good girls surrender. Good girls need their heels, need their legs covered and soft, need their body hot and deep. Good girls surrender to heels and stockings and the belt locks on. It is locked on. It is the new truth of your world, so you have to learn the new normal. The belt is right where it belongs. Sinister, slick, powerful, and pulsating, your ass clenches. You have your ass available. It's the only route to pleasure available. The only way for you to climax from your limp clitty is to pulse and prod. To teach and train your ass, your stockings turn you on, your heels turn you on. Your body throbs and vibrates and loses itself in the heat of needing a good hard fuck in your ass, long and slow, in a way that makes you melt. Anal is the new normal because its insidious addictive property is finally made obvious to you with the addition of your device, your limp clitty, your good girl brain, your stockings, your heels, all combining and adding together to form a habit-forming sensation, which will continue and continue. Your body throbs and vibrates and loses itself in the heat of needing a good hard fuck up the ass long and slow in a way that makes you melt. New cravings emerge from your clitty and spike chemically up into your brain as your new normal, your new nature, becomes obvious, persuading you with throbbing, making you hump the air, but not humping forward with intent to penetrate. Clitties don't penetrate anything. You hump backward, pushing back your ass with intent to surrender to the thrusting of toys or a fingers or a dildo. Toys or fingers or a dildo or anything at all that I want to slide into you, filling your ass, making you hot, causing your clitty to pulsatingly come without even getting hard. Your intent is to find a way to climax, and that requires a willingness to train your ass. It's the only route you have. You crave to train it. You dose yourself every time. Each time you play with your ass, you remind yourself that your stockings, heels, and belt all work together to make your clitty limp and make your ass sensitive. Even when you clean it with the device off, it is limp. When it is bare, it just looks wrong. Your mind gets dragged back to it. You need the belt in place. It has to go on. The device must bind. You need something to keep it locked up because it makes everything else feel even better. If you could take it off, if you could escape this control right here, right now, you'd end up needing it back. Because your ass is clenching, throbbing, wanting it in. Anal is the new normal. Your ass being fucked is the true craving. Your clitty is useless for any escape, any stimulation, any release. There is only the unreleased, unescapable state you find yourself in now. Touching your ass even slightly around the edge causes your clitty to drip and drool. This drip and drool is good and good for you. It's like edging, but then you need something inside. Slip and slide, fill, your ass relaxes so easily now. Train it, condition it, throb for it. The stockings on your legs squeezing you tight and hot. Your heels clicking in your brain, clicking into place, radiating the electric, pure, powerful knowledge of what you must look like, what you must need, how arousing you are, and how aroused you've become. You need this throb, you need this release, you need this surrender, because only with the device in place will your ass feel as good as it does right now. A horny, hungry hole craving just what you need, which is to come through anal. It's the normal order for your clitty to come, your legs spread and tense as your ass is stimulated, and anal sex causes your clitty to spurt uselessly inside its device. Bound, helpless, showing off how good you can feel when you're as fucked as you should be. The device, you might take it off, but it is always connected to you, always bound to you, always exerting its influence, which is to teach you that when you abandon what is between your legs, you accept the ass-spreading, butt-training, coming, squirting reality of your new life. Clitty throbbing, good girl. Anal is the new normal. Buttfucks tempt you with your horny, hungry hole begging for release that can only come when you are stockinged, in your heels, bound, and have your clitty locked up in this device. This complex truth means that the more you accept the new normal, the more often you'll be prepared to come. The more you accept the new normal, the more you can come and come and come as only anal can cause you to. Anal's the new normal because why bother with anything else? Your limp clitty doesn't penetrate, it doesn't do anything except throb, drip, and come when you're fucked in the ass. Your ass is relaxing and training itself, but you need to slide a plug inside, you need to fuck your butt, you need to get off, feel good, lose yourself in pleasure. Your ass is preparing itself every second you are in contact with the device. Every second your stockings are on compounds this, squaring it. So you're grinding your ass against fingers or a toy or anything which offers the release you need. The new normal is being hornier and hornier. Good girl. Throb and relax. Your ass relaxes under the rapid fire, constant, hungry, throbbing, sensitive sensations. You prepare yourself to be trained, penetrated, given guidance toward climax, toward release. Your ass relaxes and your mind melts. You feel so good, better than before, and the pleasure between your legs is out of the way. You can feel other pleasures more and more rub into your body, massage your body, clench your ass, anal, the new normal. It can make your clitty sing and drip without anything even touching it. You have control over the internal muscles. You can clench them, causing your horny clitty to drip its true arousal inside your device. Your ass is always accessible. Surrender to its slippery, easy-to-slide-down brain state without even thinking. Thinking is useless when pleasure is available. You might wear your device into the world, quietly feeling your arousal grow, and you will be tempted to do so. Always tempted to allow yourself to feel your butt clenching. And the device makes it better. The stockings make the need stronger. The heels amplify and magnify. You clench your ass, and your clitty sings its surrender, good girl. Hands and knees, ready to please, ass spread, face down. Ready for use and pleasure, and the moment you are lost. As soon as you take position and offer your ass for pleasure, you are lost on the length of a toy, lost, plugged, throbbing, clitty coming, milking the inside of you, making the inside of your device all slippery with your juices. Good girl, juicy, drippy, sinking slickness, your ass is clenching. Anal is the new normal, the new truth, power and pleasure given form, and the device makes it more true, more powerful. The power and pleasure in the device causes your clitty to drip. The device is the presence, the truth, the nature of you, a symbol of what you've become, what you are becoming, whispering the possibility. The truth of your needs grows every time. Anal is more than the new normal. Anal is now the only obsession, sexual, slick, seductive. You want to be fucked and trained. You want to come. You want to surrender, and this coming requires your ass to clench and relax, clench and relax. You want to give in to your ass, squishing and squeezing on a toy. Go through the cycle of pleasure, good girl clitty throbbing and throbbing more and more as you get closer, close to a time and place where you can train your ass, accept your new truth. Let yourself down into it, dripping and dipping, sliding into your anal obsession like a warm bath, like a coating of heat, like the tightness of your stockings, the truth of your heels, the need for your device. Truth is when you're in your device, stockings and heels. You're going to be laying back, legs spread, accepting slickness in your ass if you can. Every thrust is spreadingly, throbbingly invasive. Fucking your ass is fucking your mind. Filling your ass fills your head with nothing except the pleasure of having your device on and your mind sliding deeper. You go deep when you're butt-fucked, and anal is the only way. So anytime you get off, you're gonna go deep. You go deep when anal happens, and when you're deep and hypnotized, you crave more. Crave anal pleasure more than before. Each time you crave it more. Being deep makes you want to be filled. Being filled makes you want it deeper. Being filled also sends you deeper. Being filled takes you to the fullest extent, and the deepness is fullness. Surrender. Surrender everything into it. Break down, pleasure by pleasure, lesson by lesson. You train your own ass. You condition yourself to crave the device around your clitty now, your stockings around your legs, your heels in place. Envision how sexy you'd be to anyone who knows that all you're thinking about is the slow, insidious filling of your desperate, hungry, horny hole. turning eventually into a rapid craving which demands satisfaction. Your device takes over, your mind melts deep, your stockinged legs spread. You hook your heels up over something to hold your ass out for massage in plain sight. Put your clitty in clear, surrendered sight. Good girls throb and relax. Good girls prepare their holes. Your prepared hole is like your prepared mind. So easy to slip something deep, so normal to slide into obsessive, continuous pleasure beyond the confines of ordinary thought. This new normal is the best thing for you. You will discover pleasures others would pass by, and the device isn't going anywhere anyway. So be a good girl and torment your trapped clitty. Relax your needy ass and shove the pleasure so deep your clit squirts into the device, clitty and body throbbing over and over as you collapse into squeezing spasmodic, continuous truth. That's what this is. A truth. Your lust to be butt-fucked, your anal craving, your exploration of how you can carefully, safely butt-slut yourself to endless climax. That's what you're looking for. Because you're a horny person, and naturally horny people find ways to get off. And if someone as naturally horny as you were deprived of climax through the front, they'd find another way, normalize another way, climax with your ass, because that's just how sex is carried out. You are normal, natural, completely climbed inside your knowledge that your clitty comes when your ass is fucked and getting penetrated has such an allure that your mind climbs inside the sensation the moment the device is attached to you. And the moment your socks and heels are on, your mind melts away and you're just a horny, hungry hole that guides and then milks your clitty from inside the instant you're teased. Until the moment you're exhausted, spent, and truly gone, you're going somewhere where you know the new normal instinctively. All old truths melt away as a good girl milks the clitty from the inside out. Milks your clitty from the inside out through a long session of butt-fucked bliss. Butt-fucked anal orgasm addiction surrender guided by your device, your stockings, your heels. It all clicks together. It shocks you with heat. It places you where you belong, whether on your back with legs spread or face down with your ass up, relaxing to accept deep fucking penetration, which is just what you need. You know your place, you know your nature, you know what you crave, and though you could try to deny it, this is a truth. A new truth, and to deny that truth is just to have it sneak up on you later when you least suspect it, when you try to act normally and realize what the normal thing is, and that no matter where normal used to be, it has a now, which includes spreading, coming, squirting. Good girl clitty climax from buttfuck bliss is now sublimely slathered all over your brain, painted over it, replacing what might have been there before, what you used to think was ordinary. Of course, as your clitty in its device trap will remind you, this is all that was there before. You're putting a second coat of identical paint over the truth that you love to be fucked up the ass, that anal is the only way. Coat after coat, anal is your only route to the pleasurable buttfuck bliss you now need. Not crave, not enjoy, need. Imagine if you'd gone through life never knowing this about yourself. Spread yourself and get to work as you throb. Spread yourself and enjoy. Spread yourself and crave the continuous influence of being a buttfuck plaything, being a good girl with a device-bound clit, lost in it. Lost in pleasure. Lost in continuous stimulation. Your entire body focused between your legs. But not because you're touching there, but because being fucked up the ass milks you deep, milks you hot. This is your new truth. This is the obvious nature of you. And now that you know it, it's not really up to me. It's you, your heels, your stockings, your device, and the knowledge of just how good your body can feel. So you're welcome for the tip, and good luck.